This is Frankly MSP, where managed service providers get real.
Hey, and welcome to episode 49 of Frankly MSP, the podcast for managed service providers who want to boost their productivity, efficiency, and profitability. I am your host, Jennifer Tribe. Well, you might have heard that last month, July 2019, the Frankly MSP podcast officially crossed 50,000 downloads. We're pretty tickled about it because those numbers are all thanks to you. So a sincere, heartfelt thank you to you for listening to the show, for telling your friends about it, for leaving us reviews and ratings, for participating with recordings or posts to the community. Thank you. Now, our next episode is our episode number 50. So 50 episodes, 50,000 downloads. We had to do something special. So whatever you do, don't miss the next episode. It's all part of our podcast 50 celebrations. And speaking of 50, we're giving away $50 Amazon gift cards. Three of them, actually, to listeners of the show. All you need to do for your chance to win one is to share your thoughts about the Frankly MSP podcast in a short listener survey. We really want to hear your feedback. So go to surveymonkey.com/r/listeners19. That URL again is surveymonkey.com/r/listeners19. Go there. There are about 10 questions. Shouldn't take you more than 5 or 10 minutes. And if you do that, we'll enter you into a draw to win one of the $50 Amazon gift cards in celebration of Podcast 50. Now on with the show. My guest today is Scott Miller of IT Rockstars based in Aberdeen, Scotland. Scott is a former systems engineer. He was an MSP for 15 years. Fairly recently, I think it was a year or so ago, he started up IT Rockstars, and now he spends his time helping MSPs to market their businesses better. He has some really cool advice for us today about video marketing. And what I like about the tactics he describes is that getting started with them is not a massive task. I think it's something that just about any MSP could do with a small investment of time and energy. So let's get started.
You're listening to Frankly MSP, brought to you by Avic Networks.
Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jennifer, how's it going?
Very good. And I'm happy to welcome you as a fellow podcaster. So for those of you who don't know, Scott runs his own podcast called IT Rockstars, which is focused mostly on MSP marketing topics. Is that right, Scott?
That's correct, Jennifer. IT Rockstars, the podcast. You can find it all over iTunes, YouTube, you name it. It's out there. So yeah, we focus specifically on its marketing for MSPs. That's our sort of primary focus. But in the podcast, we look at obviously other ways that MSPs grow their business and, you know, keep up to date with the latest trends. So that's what we're all about.
Cool. And the thing that's different about Scott's podcast, apart from his ripping Scottish accent, of course, which I love.
You can understand me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've had people from other countries like Australia tell me that they love my Canadian accent. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So anyway, apart from the accent, the thing that's different about Scott's podcast is that he video records every episode as well as capturing audio. And that ties in so nicely to our topic for today, which is how MSPs can use video in their business to generate leads. So I have to say right off the top, before we get into the details on that, how do I get more leads for my MSP business is one of the main questions that we get at Avic. And it's one that I see out in the wild so frequently on Reddit and in Facebook groups. We at Frankly MSP have done a few episodes in the past on this topic. So we had Paul Green talking about building online audiences in episode 35. We had Satima Fowler talking about a bunch of really cool marketing and business development techniques she uses, like becoming a mini celebrity, partnering with companies you might not think to partner with, and marketing drive-bys. Today, we're going to build on those episodes and the idea of mini celebrity and building audiences by talking about video and search engine marketing and the marriage of those two things and how they can come together to really help your business take off. So, Scott, obviously, you are a big fan of video as a marketing tool, specifically for MSPs. Tell us why.
Because it allows you to have the personal connection. You'll find there's an assumption that when, you know, business to business, when you're in that sort of sales mode of selling or marketing, you have to do it differently than you would be if you were just speaking to a person. Well, guess what? Video allows you to connect on a sort of one-to-one basis. You don't have that same connection via the written word. So you might have the most amazing blog post or LinkedIn article that you can put out there that's really going to engage the user. But there's a personal connection. There's the stories that you can get across in video, the experiences. You just can't get that from any other sort of form of media.
Now, I know also that you say it doesn't have to be a big production where you're doing these scripted commercials or mini videos. You have a very ad hoc way of doing videos. Can you tell us what you recommend MSPs do with video?
So the way that I recommend, and it's the way that's the most authentic, and it's the one that's going to drive the most engagement as well. So I've done a number of tests, Jennifer, on video, and you can go and spend thousands of dollars to get a highly polished marketing video. I'm using quotes in the air here as we listen to this, marketing in quotes, for your MSP, your IT business. But you'll find the engagement just won't be there. If you are going live on a daily basis in front of your iPhone, now you've got that device in your pocket and you can pick it up and you can press literally three buttons to go live, it forms an authentic connection that you just can't get across from a highly polished marketing video. And you can be talking about your daily experiences in your own business. And I do have a bit of a formula in regards to the way that you can go around coming up with content on a daily basis on your videos. So hopefully that kind of answers that question, Jennifer.
So you're recommending they do a video every day, and where should they post this?
There are a lot of options in regards to where you could post it. The most obvious place that you would post it would probably be LinkedIn, because that is the only platform at the moment where you can connect directly and build an audience with the people that make the IT buying decisions. Usually for MSPs, you know, it's a certain size of company, 9 times out of 10 locally, and it's usually the business owner, finance director, office manager. You can go and connect with these individuals, and 9 times out of 10, well, 50% anyway, that's from my testing, they'll connect back with you. What I would say, there's some argument in regards to sending a nice personal message in that connection request. I have a different opinion on that, but it's the only way that you can connect directly on any platform. And then when you're connected, you don't have to spam them with a direct message. You can just post up onto your own timeline these videos. But you can repurpose this video as well. So you can post it in other places. And it's really easy to do. So give you an example, with my videos, I go live in Facebook first. Now, you might be thinking Facebook's probably the worst place to sell business to business or market your MSP, because if people are in a much different mindset than they are on somewhere like LinkedIn. However, Facebook has some interesting advertising options and features when you go and maybe go above the organic search, so when you're or the organic algorithm. So when you're posting out videos and then you're promoting those videos, Facebook has a number of features that you can't do in any other platform, and you can literally target anyone on it if you're smart about it.
So that raises a couple of interesting questions. Let's start with, we've decided we're going to go daily on LinkedIn. Now, how long should these videos be if we're doing them every day?
So LinkedIn has a limit. The limit is 10 minutes at the moment. As I say this, we are July 2019. They are in beta on their LinkedIn Live videos. There are some users already on live. I don't know where Microsoft or LinkedIn are with this, but you do have a limit on LinkedIn of 10 minutes. But I would be of the mindset that it really doesn't matter how long your video is. That's not really what you should be thinking about. It's more the main thing that you should be thinking about when you press that record button is how helpful you're going to be to the audience. What are you going to be talking about to them? And a really good thing not to do is talk about your business, your features, and how you're the best. You have the best IT services and support there is. It's the worst thing you can do. You want to be helpful to your audience. You have to have a topic in mind that's going to help that your audience, something that they can use in their daily business and they can take away and they can action upon.
You said you had a formula for coming up with things to talk about. And I can imagine that as an MSP sort of considering this idea, one of the objections they might have to doing it is, how am I going to come up with a different topic every day to talk about for 5 minutes?
It's a very good point. And it's like, I'm telling you to go live every day. This system works, but it's like, how do you come up with content every day that's going to be educational, informative, and useful for your audience, but also it's going to help market your IT business? How would you come up with that? So the formula is pretty straightforward. And it's something that I've modeled from the likes of Gary Vaynerchuk, these big sort of internet celebrities. So the formula, it's fairly simple once you know it. It's the three content pillars. It's almost like your mission statement for your business. What do you want to be known for in your business? So I call these the content pillars because you can form content around these pillars. So a good example for an MSP, what their content pillars may be, would be maybe something like they want to be known for their cybersecurity. Another one might be they want to be prepared, so having a really good backup in place. And then the third one might be around about what I would call digital optimization or digital transformation. So those advanced bleeding edge technology solutions that can transform your business. So those might be the three content pillars. And the tactic that you deploy to these content pillars in your videos every day is you think of either a story that's happened to you that relates to one of these pillars. So it could be going about your day-to-day business or one of your employees and what their experiences have been. And then you can relate that story or that even that useful content to one of these pillars. To give you an example of this, I've seen it before previously. We've just won a new client and 2 days into it, they got cyber attack, ransomware. Their whole file structure was encrypted. We were a little bit red-faced, but the first thing that we do as part of our deployment service is we make sure that our backups operate. So not only do we make sure that the backup's complete, but we also do a test restore to make sure that we can actually restore those backups. So it's really like forming a story around one of those content pillars. The question is, what are the three things that you want to be known for in your business? And then you can start to relate stories and topics on that.
Do you think this has to be the MSP business owner or the CEO doing these videos, or could that be delegated to, say, a technician or a sales rep in the organization?
I think it has to be the owner. And the reason that I say that is you will start to build up quite a following when you do this. And the problem that you've got is if you go and task this down to someone else within the business, what is the security? What's the plan if they leave the business at some point in the future? They're the ones calling the shots. They are literally the face of the business if you go down this route. So it really has to be done by the owner or partner.
What if the owner or partner says to you, I don't like the way I look or sound on camera. I feel uncomfortable with video.
This is the main excuse that I get when I raise this topic with my customers. And my customers are MSPs. And when I start to talk to them about video, they're like, I'm really shy. I was exactly the same thing just 12 months ago. Really shy in front of the camera. I'm not a video person. I really like to get someone else to do this. My argument to that is, well, there's this really big opportunity at the moment. And none of your competitors are doing it. There's a reason they're not doing it, and that's because they have the same excuses as you. And if you're going to market your MSP the same way as them, you don't have any competitive edge there. This is a huge opportunity, Jennifer, that no one is really taking advantage of. As we have the younger generation growing up with things like YouTube vlogs and live videos, you will find that in probably five years' time, you'll be overtaken by these people that are comfortable going over videos. So you got to take advantage of the opportunity now, or you might be too late.
You touched on live streaming. So Facebook Live, obviously a very well-developed technology. As you said, LinkedIn is developing their LinkedIn Live. Do you think live is going to be better than the canned stuff?
The main reason that I suggest going live is because then you don't put too much thought into it. It comes across as genuine. It means that you're not, like we're doing here, Jennifer, having to record this podcast and then edit it. You leave the mistakes in. You come across as a more genuine character when you do that. So the mistakes, if you fumble, it doesn't really matter. That is part of the personal connection. It's part of being human. If you have something that's polished and you're posting out on a video that you've edited on your iPhone or wherever, there's a reason why the live works. And that is one of the reasons.
Now, are there some basic sort of shooting techniques that people need to think about, like, you know, making sure they get good audio or anything about lighting or how they should be framing themselves, backgrounds they should use or not use?
Obviously, you want to have good audio, a decent camera. Most cameras on your phone have that now. You don't really have to worry about it. We're speaking to a technology audience here, so they probably have the latest and greatest anyway. But I would seriously that is like the lowest down priority, is actually the technical piece within this. And what you really have to be thinking about is the content, Jennifer. The technical piece about the lighting, the audio, how you look on the camera, have you brushed your hair? These are all, I would say, afterthoughts. And it does come down to what you're going to be talking about in the video. Does that connect with your audience of potential customers and clients? You are going to be the face of your business doing this. And how helpful can you be in that video? I've been guilty of this myself, where I maybe just run out of an idea of something to say in my daily video, and I'll just start speaking about myself or my service. And that's the worst thing you can do, because it has no connection to your audience. You have to be helping your audience. It's basically about building up trust and authority. And if you can help your audience, they're going to get to know you, and then they're going to get to like you. And then eventually, when either they'll contact you or when you pick up the phone and speak to them, they'll know who you are, because they see you almost every day on LinkedIn. And they'll be wanting to speak to you.
So speaking of people reaching out, so let's say we've got our videos, we've got our daily cadence, we're posting on LinkedIn. How do the leads start coming in? Are people reaching out? Do you have to do something to collect those leads? How does that work?
So I would suggest that you want to obviously build up your audience base. A lot of people use LinkedIn almost like a recruitment tool, or is really just for information more than anything else. But you want to start building up that audience. Now, I set targets of connect between 10 to 20 people every day. And once you have that target in sight, build it in as a habit, either first thing in the morning or last thing at night before you leave the office, is making those connections and connecting with the right people, not just anyone and everyone, but the person that's most likely to make the IT buying decisions. That's who you want to connect with. Once you form those connections, and once you start publishing that content on a regular basis, you probably want to wait 90 days and then pick up the phone and then make contact with these connections. So I strongly advise not going out and using the message feature within LinkedIn and messaging these individuals. Picking up the phone is the best way to do it.
You've also told me that you can use paid advertising dollars to sort of extend the reach or the power of your video. So talk to us about that.
So this is where Facebook comes in. Advertising on LinkedIn is quite expensive. You're probably around about $2 a click at the moment for LinkedIn. But Facebook has such a massive audience already, and people are on it constantly during the day. When you post up videos, engagement videos, as part of an advertising campaign, you can get extremely cheap engagement views. And if you're clever about how you target these engagement views, you can market to your existing audience. So what I always recommend in your videos is that you mention your website at the start, in the middle, and at the end of your video. So mention your website address. More than likely, people are going to go and type in your company name or your website address into the search. They're going to go to your website. And this is your opportunity, not only to speak to them in your copywriting on your front page, but it's your opportunity to drop a cookie on their browser. So Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, YouTube, Twitter, they all offer what's called a retargeting pixel. You can install that pixel on your website, and it basically builds up that audience. So anyone that visits your website or a specific page on your website, we'll take Facebook as the example here, they are added as an audience to that sort of from that pixel. Now, what you can do is you can specify on Facebook, okay, target my videos. So you post up these videos to Facebook. These are going to be paid videos on Facebook. And then target your audience that's visited your website. And what you can do within that audience, so that would almost be like your, I wouldn't say completely cold audience, because they've been to your website already. But you can set up a warm audience as well on Facebook. And what you can tell Facebook to do is, okay, if anyone of this audience watches 25% of my video, add them to this warm audience. And what you can do with the warm audience is you can literally have a video in front of their face every time they open up Facebook. Now, that can be quite annoying depending on how you do it. So there are some, obviously, ways to optimize the system so you're not constantly appearing in their timeline. But that cold audience and the fact that Facebook has an engagement intelligence, so you can actually tell the system, you know, if they've engaged in my video for 10 seconds or 25%, do this. That is extremely powerful. It's one of the biggest opportunities at the moment on the Facebook ad platform that some sort of larger internet gurus are using.
I know when some MSPs start spending money on social advertising, like on Facebook advertising, they do it for a little while, they don't see any results, and they quit, and they don't spend enough time actually testing to see if it works. So how long do you think a program like this needs to run to be effective, and what sort of budget is reasonable?
The interesting thing, as I mentioned, with Facebook video engagement is the fact that you can pay as low as 2 cents per engagement. So you only have to pay 2 cents for someone to watch your video is an amazing opportunity at the moment. And the fact that there's so many people on their device as opposed to anywhere else, they're not watching their TV, they have Netflix on in the background. It's a huge opportunity. I guess to answer the question, Jennifer, though, when it comes to running these campaigns, I suggest that you set up that cold audience with 5 videos in it, and you allot probably 20% of your budget to those 5 videos. The other 80% of your advertising budget for this Facebook campaign would go on the warm audience. And then within that warm audience, you would have 30 videos in there. So you have to literally go live every day for 30 days. But the cool thing with this is, if you're doing it for long enough, you can see what videos are actually performing better. And then you can put those videos to the top of your warm audience to get better engagement. So it's all about tracking the stats and the metrics. It's a lot shorter gameplay than it would be going to something like search engine optimization, where you're waiting 12 months before you're going to find any leads coming in the door from a start. You can find leads starting within 30 days. You can be getting leads. And as I said, the main opportunity that you've got here is that the ad spend is so low. There's hardly anyone doing this in what would probably be considered a local campaign.
Now, you're obviously working with some clients doing stuff like this already. What sort of results are they starting to see using these techniques?
Well, the cool thing with it is people are messaging them. So even without ad spend, so just using the organic strategy. So going live on Facebook, if you do it on Facebook first, you can actually download that video. That live video, Facebook is an option to download the video if you're on the desktop PC. And then you just use that video and you post it up to your YouTube channel, you post it up to your Twitter, you post it to the primary one, which is the LinkedIn one. And this is where we've seen the most sort of growth. And with the LinkedIn, if you are connecting with the right target audience, so defining who your target is, if you connect them with the right IT buyer in mind, you know, and we all know who these type of people are, it's just really a case of going through the company employee directory. This is the bit that can probably be outsourced, Jennifer. You'll find that they will start contacting you, especially at the moment, which we've seen when you're talking more about cybersecurity. And the biggest opportunity I see just now is talking about email phishing and video. Because even though we've got all these solutions about email phishing, these emails are still happening. So, yeah.
Awesome. Parting thoughts for MSPs who are looking to crack this video marketing thing.
Don't be afraid. It's a massive opportunity. The hardest part is pressing the record button, and just don't overthink it, really. Just be yourself, be authentic. And as I say, if you have these content pillars in place and you can relate that to topics that you want to talk about, it's going to work. And the main thing over all of that is being helpful to your audience so you can build up that relationship with them.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Scott.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
That was Scott Miller of IT Rockstars based in Aberdeen, Scotland. I really love what Scott has recommended. Here at Ovik, we're starting to plan and experiment more with live video, with less produced video, quick shoots. I'm excited to see where that goes, and I would love to hear if you pick up any of these strategies and start posting daily videos or at least regular videos. Do let me know. I'll put a bunch of resources for you in today's show notes at ovik.com/franklymsp/049. Leave a comment on the show notes or in the Frankly MSP community and tell us about your foray into video. Maybe you even want to record a video to tell us about your experiments with video and post that in the community. That would be cool. Don't forget, I want to hear from you in our listener survey as well. That URL one more time is surveymonkey.com/r/listeners19. And that's a wrap. The next show is episode 50. Till then, this is Jennifer Tribe. Thanks for listening.
Frankly MSP, brought to you by Ovik Networks. the most efficient and profitable way to manage your clients' networks.